Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
So I got a call, probably April of May of this year, from actually an old friend. Our kids used to swim together on the same swim team, and he decided it was time to sell. He bought a home in Northern Virginia. It was time now to sell the house that he owned in Maryland. And so he called me and asked me to help him. But there was quite a bit of work that needed to get done. And I mean, painting work and walls that needed to have touches done to it, some carpet work, painting the basement floor, just making the house look very nice so that he could get the top dollar. This is not in a neighborhood or an area where a teardown is possible, where you may have a house where you don't need to do anything. I've got listings in Arlington and Bethesda that I get that really work. They work better as just being sold as is, meaning you might have a home that needs a ton of work, but it's worth nothing to you to put anything into it. In fact, you're just throwing money down the drain because somebody's going to take the house and completely renovate it or pull it down and build something new. So why not do nothing since you'll get paid more that way? Well, in this case, we didn't have that option and we needed to prep the house. And, you know, it took longer. It just took longer than everybody thought it was going to take because, you know, schedule, life gets in the way. And you all know what that's like. Well, turns out we get to September. Now, the house, we finally get it launched in September for the fall of 2015. Okay, good. We don't have the kind of demand for the house that we'd like to see. We have consistent traffic, but no offers. And we priced the house right on a fulcrum of $700,000. I felt like maybe if we were in the spring, we could have tried $725,000 because of the demand and the other things that I'll be talking about today on my webinar, which is from 8 to 9 this morning. If you want to register or want to be a part of the conversation on how to put your house on the market at the very best time, which is coming up here in the next 60 days, and what are the best improvements you can make, how do you approach the downsizing, the get rid of my stuff process, all of those things. If you want to participate, you can register at ericstewartgroup.com. Just go below the video that's at the top of the page, and you'll see a place to register there. You have to have an internet connection. I will be walking you through from 8 to 9 a presentation of a lot of facts and information. It's very lively, good stories, a lot of fun, some humor, and you'll go away feeling educated in ways that I talk about on the show. And a lot of you say, Eric, I always learn something new. You bring fresh content. You're not like a lot of shows where it just feel like it's blah, blah. You bring good material. Thank you for your compliments. That is what I will bring to you through the webinar. It's a seminar, essentially, but over the web, hence webinar. Those of you who cannot participate because you don't have web access, I want you to reach out to me personally with any questions that you have anytime. Just call toll-free at 800-900-9104, okay? Remember that, 800-900-9104, and that'll reach the Eric Stewart Group in our office, and you'll get a call back promptly. So we needed to do this work. It took a little bit longer. We had this choice about pricing, and I said to the seller, after looking at the overall market climate, I said, I really think the house is worth $700,000. The way to get there is not to ask the $725,000. It's to come right at seven, because buyers look in ranges, meaning a buyer goes onto the internet on any number of websites that might be out there. And the question is bedrooms, bathrooms, size of the yard, location, those kinds of things. And then finally, price. So if somebody wants to buy between 6 and 7, they're going to see everything that comes on the market between 6 and 7. If they're between 7 and 8, same thing. So when you're close to what I call, this is just my term that I've come up with, a fulcrum number. You know, fulcrum is, it's a place that you can leverage off of and lift a lot more weight than you're physically able to pick up. So we're trying to leverage off of this fulcrum point to bring as many buyers who might be between 6 and 7 and 7 and 8, both groups, okay? At 700,000 even, not 699, because then I lose all the 7 to 8s, or 705, because I lose all the 6 to 7s. So we came on at 7, and we had, I want to say we've had 25 groups through in a period of about, maybe it was 69 days or so. We had a low ball offer that came in. We kicked that out, no interest. And finally got, again, patience prevails in this situation. And I'd had the conversation with the seller because we hadn't gotten an offer. And here it is the very end of November, early December, when things started to heat up for us. I said, look, you're better off to wait 60 to 75 days rather than capitulate on price. So we agreed we were going to wait until that time. But things improved because two buyers came through. Both were interested in owning the home. Both were interested in paying in the 670 range, 675 range for the property. But because they both were interested and one of the couples was coming in from out of state, military couple, needed to buy a house, they were willing to do whatever it took to get the house. Guess what? The other people also felt that motivation, though they didn't have that quite the same urgency. And they both battled with each other and escalated against each other in price all the way to the sale price. But the non-contingent buyer out of state military was willing to increase $1,000 higher than the next best offer. So they were willing to go to $701,000. So we created the content. We delivered the message effectively through all the websites, and then we followed up on every bit of interest and created the conversation so that then really negotiated with these parties to drive the competitiveness into the conversation, the competitiveness into the ownership opportunity to try to create that demand. You know, here's an opportunity. You know, there's other interest. We never reveal what the other offers are. Okay, that's called shopping a contract. We don't do that. What we do is tell them we do have more than one party interested. So what happened? We ended up getting $701,000. The buyer was willing to do a very short inspection period, and it was one that we call a general inspection contingency, where they don't come back and ask the seller to fix anything. They either go through the inspection, and if they find little stuff, they just accept it and move forward to settle, or they don't buy the house. Well, the condition of the property is very nice. I doubt any issues are going to come up, and we're going to settle just fine. Guess what? By the end of this month. So my seller's thrilled. I'm thrilled. The buyers are thrilled. It's a win-win-win for everybody. Positioning a property effectively on the market to drive people's attention and recognizing the inventory that you have. Some of the listings I have taken off the market over the last 2 to 3 weeks, and I've decided to rest them to bring them up in February, primarily because there's a lot of competition where those houses are right at this moment. And I need to see that inventory drop as it will. What I mean by that is in every city in Northern Virginia, Maryland, and DC, in parts of DC, so Northeast, Southeast, Southwest, and Northwest, anywhere you go, the inventory will drop by about 30% between the beginning of the Thanksgiving Day and about the middle of February. It will drop that much in a short period of time as people become exhausted, decide it's not the right time to sell, and they'll pull off. But rarely do people put their houses back into the market when the greatest demand comes, when the buyers are really, really interested in ownership, which is right about the middle of February. Find out more about this on the webinar today. Again, register at ericstewartgroup.com. From 8 to 9 this morning, I'll walk you through how to sell for top dollar and so on. All right, well, Stuart Rosenthal will join me in just a moment with more of the Eric Stewart Show.